We're going to go right into the word. So like I said, I'm sure it's your usual tradition in this house to stand for the reading of God's word. So please let's stand as we honor the second person of the Trinity, the word himself. And I'm going to read Luke 10 from verse 38. And I want to read it in the Message translation. It says, as they continued their travel, Jesus entered a village. A woman by the name of Martha welcomed him and made him feel quite at home. She had a sister, Mary, who sat before the master, hanging on every word he said. But Martha was pulled away by all she had to do in the kitchen. Later, she stepped in, interrupting them. Master, don't you care that my sister has abandoned the kitchen to me? Tell her to lend a hand. And the master said, Martha, dear Martha, you are fussing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. One thing only is essential, and Mary has chosen it. It's the main course and won't be taken from her. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Holy Spirit, I ask you, rip my notes this morning, do what you will do. Touch every heart in this room, answer their questions, give direction. Bring hope and healing to everyone who is under the sound of my voice. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. I thought I'd hear a louder amen.
Amen.
And you may be seated in God's wonderful presence. Hallelujah. So in this service, I'm going to talk about something that I find very important when you're going to be a balanced woman, and that is relationships. Relationships. Now, I'm not talking husband, because when you just talk relationship, people just is man and woman. There are many other relationships. And if you're going to be balanced, there's a certain way to react to relationships. And the very first relationship, I think, is the relationship that you have with Jesus. That's the most important one. That's the one on which all other relationships rest. Without a relationship with Jesus, you will struggle in the other relationships. I keep telling people, the truth is that all of us are not okay. I heard Pastor Manuela say yesterday that everybody has 8 minutes of madness. Am I right? No, not yesterday, first thing. Everybody has 8 minutes of madness. And it's true. Some people's own is kind of like multiplied, but at least minimum. We're not okay. It's Jesus that makes us okay. So sometimes when people have bad behavior, I feel like they think it's their prerogative. Now only me. Now they behave bad. No, we all can behave badly, but for Jesus. So it's Jesus that will make you not be rude to the other person or come to church and slap somebody because they annoyed you. It's Jesus. It's not because you can't slap the person. You understand? It's Jesus. So that relationship with Jesus is what really... It's Jesus that will tell you to shut up when your husband is insulting you. It's not because you can't answer back. You know, women, our mouth is like machine gun. Men's one is like... analog. So by the time he wants, he will put the thing, do like the k-k-k. You don't do ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. So it's Holy Spirit that will say, mm-mm, don't talk. He says, let me answer him. Because he really thinks he has mouth. Let me say, no. So it is that relationship with God that births other relationships. But if you don't have relationships as a person on your own, you can never be balanced. And women, I'm saying this because one of the things I found out is that a lot of people criticize female relationships. They feel like, in fact, I hear a lot of young girls especially say things like, man, I don't have any female friends, so it's men that are my friends. Well, that's why we have a lot of problems today, because goat and yam really cannot be friends. You are not ready this morning. So I'm just going to stick to speaking English and not give you any proverbs. But the truth of the matter is that there are things you are missing out when you don't have female friendships. They are the ones that understand what you are going through. If you are having menstrual pain, can a man understand it? Okay. So moving on. So in this story, Jesus came to visit these two sisters. And I've heard many sermons about how Martha missed if she'll be like Mary. I don't think that's exactly what Jesus was saying there. Because if Jesus is coming to your house, I don't care how spiritual you are, you're not going to offer him tongues. Somebody's going to cook egusi. Somebody's going to make banga. At least you will make onunu and fisherman soup. There must be something you will do. Even if you don't do anything, last, you will bring up bole and fish. But you can't. Jesus can't come to you as I say, oh, makalebo shata, rekedo sembrahala kodoshte, nikato kimalaki brahandogo. No, you will bring out things. You will even make some pasta. You will try Chinese stir fry. You will do all those kind of things. So in itself, I don't think there was anything wrong with what Martha was doing. Because Jesus comes to your house, you will prepare. Now, the only mistake is in the fact that she allowed the things she was doing distract her from at least spending time with Jesus. I believe that when she was frying plantain, she could have come out for a few minutes to say hello to Jesus and sit with him a bit. After all, you are not the gas, you are not the oil, you are not the frying pan. And if you are talking to Jesus, I really don't think your dog is going to burn. I don't think so. His mercy and his grace will make sure say your dodo no burn. So she could have stepped out for a few minutes. She could have even carried the carrot to go and grate it in the parlor with Jesus. Because Jesus is cool like that. Even today, because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Even today, you know that anyhow you are, Jesus loves you. So I believe that she could have somehow kicked off her shoes and just come to sit. The Bible tells us that Mary was sitting with Jesus. The TPT translation says, listening to his revelations. Jesus was giving her revelations. He was gisting her of things to come. And you see, you won't really understand this story completely until you read where Jesus went to Simon the leper's house in the same city. And they said a sinner woman. Some translations tell us that it was that same Mary that was Lazarus' sister. So obviously, Jesus had told her some things. So when Jesus was there, she went in there with her alabaster box. The Bible tells us that it was 1 year's salary. And she carried it and she walked into that house. And the Bible says that she broke it. And then enemies of progress say, wow. This thing that could have been sold and given to the poor, you broke it? And Mary didn't answer them. You know why she didn't answer them? Because she knew that this was the only opportunity that Jesus would ever be anointed for his death. Jesus rose up before he could be anointed by anybody. So that was the only time that Jesus was anointed. She saw an opportunity and she knew she could not miss it. How did she know this? Jesus was gisting with her. He must have told her things that other people don't know. So when she entered there and all those people were angry, and you see, we can judge Judas all we like. I say, Judas says, Judas, but what about that lady that dances in church and you're eyeing her? Why does one dance like this? Now, what's in the happen? What I don't understand about the criticism is the fact that, first of all, the 1 year salary is not your own. The perfume is not your own. The Jesus is not your own. The breaking is not your own. So why is he paying you? Because the salary I used to buy it, I did not take it from your pocket. And so this woman understood that because she had had conversations with Jesus, Jesus had let her into some intimacies. And that's what he still wants to do with you. He wants to let you into some intimacies. That was what Jesus was complaining about with Martha. It wasn't the fact that Martha was preparing for him. It was the fact that you are missing out on the real thing. He said, this is the main course. I came to visit you. And you know there are times like that we can get carried away. You can be serving Jesus, but you are not in a relationship with him. You can come for rehearsals, but you don't have a private worship time. You can come for Bible study, but you don't study at home. You can join everyone and pray, and your tongues will be the loudest in church, but Jesus does not hear your voice at home. That's what he's against. Not the fact that you are working for him. Not the fact that you are giving to him. Is the motive behind it. What's the state of your heart? And I always tell people, the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. It always starts with your heart. What's your relationship with Jesus like? So if we're going to be balanced, we have to have the discipline of Martha and the discipleship of Mary. If we're going to be balanced, we have to have the power of Martha and the posture of Mary. You must be willing to serve Jesus, but you must also be willing to just sit at his feet and fellowship with him. Not every time shouting at God, Father, do it, 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 do it. Some days instead, we'll say, you to do it. He just wants to have a conversation with you. I don't know about the rest of you, but how many times do you want to talk to someone who every time you're talking to them, they want to collect something from you? Every time you pick up the phone, is, please, I need you to send me money. Please, I need you to help me. My daughter is in the hospital. Please, I need you to help me. We need admission. Please, I need to... Not how are you? When was the last time you asked Jesus, Lord, how are you? It sounds weird. But you have a conversation with him. Why are you not asking him how he is? Have a conversation with him. And you know, some of us are even shouting, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. See, do you know Jesus has done everything he's going to do for you? So some of the prayers we're even praying, we're praying amiss. I don't know, but I think my angel is very cheeky. I think my angel is laughing at a lot of people. So I feel like when we're praying some prayers, they see this one. Jesus should come and do what? Jesus should leave heaven, where he's seated at the right hand of the Father, and come down to earth again to come and help you. You try, baby. If you like, shout from today to tomorrow. Do it, do it. It's not by the sound of your tongues. It's not by what's sound decibel? I don't know those things. But it's not by, I don't know, the intensity. No, it's not even intensity I'm talking about, but the loudness, the volume, all those things. It's not by all those things that you do. It's not by your much speaking. It's not because you call him Father, Lord, God, Jehovah, Yahweh, I am that I others. It's not by that. It is relationship. You know that if you are close to someone, you don't even need to speak. They will know you are talking. If Pastor K is in the room now, we can gossip this entire church. We will not go hear our voice. That's intimacy. That's the kind of relationship he wants. It's not because you say, Father, Lord, God, Alpha, Omega, beginning and the end. You know, there are some things that we have just crammed. I don't even think a lot of people know what Lord means. I don't even think a lot of people even consider King of Kings, what it means. I don't even think a lot of people know what Lord of Lords means. It's just something that has been passed down to us, and we just continue it. Jesus said, don't think you'll be heard by your much speaking. It's intimacy I'm after. If you're going to be a balanced woman, you're going to be a woman that's intimate with God. Because that's where the real secrets are. That's where he tells you what's going to happen. That's where he tells you the next move to take. That's where he tells you things that make you look like a superstar. In the place of intimacy. It's not in shouting, it's not in running around. I don't want to burst too many bubbles, but it's not in midnight prayer. It's not in midnight prayer. Because that your 12 midnight is somebody's 2 a.m. somewhere. So some people have faith. You know the sad thing? Some people have faith in their prayer, not in the person they are praying to. So you just pray, make me pray. You don't even know the Jesus you are praying to. But the confidence in the prayer, as if you are the one that is going to answer the prayer. You have confidence in your prayer. We have confidence in the person that will answer the prayer. That's how it's done. So God wants you to be intimate with him. And that's what he was really saying to Martha. He said, it's not that what you are doing is wrong. It's just that your posture is wrong. When you are doing smoothie, blender will blend at least 2 minutes. Come and greet me. Say, Jesus, are you okay? Would you like anything? I'm trying to do. He'll say, no, don't worry. You come back again and say, let me just give you chicken to be chewing. Jesus answered him, told them more. That's what he wants. He wants a real relationship with you. And that's why he sent the Holy Spirit. So that the Holy Spirit can be with you at all times. Your personal Jesus. If Jesus was still on the earth, some of us will never meet him. How many of them that they go give visa to go Israel? Because Jesus will not be in Nigeria. He better not be in Nigeria. Even me, I know the Nigeria. If I be Jesus, I can't be in Nigeria. He'll be in Israel. For you to collect anything from him, you will have to go there. That's why Jesus said, except a grain of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abides alone. He says, when I've died, then the Holy Spirit can now come. And so the Holy Spirit is your personal Jesus. So you don't need visa. It's Jesus with you 24/7. That's the God that we serve. And he's here to give you counsel. He's here to strengthen you. He's here to comfort you. He's here to walk beside you. He's the one called alongside to help you. So Jesus didn't say what Martha was doing was wrong. He just said that she should be a combination of the two. If you're going to be a balanced woman, you must be the kind of woman who understands how to serve Jesus, but who knows how to love him. You must be the kind of woman that works for him, but walks with him. That's balance. That's the first relationship, and that's where we must start from. And one thing I learned from that story is that if you're going to be a balanced woman, there are three major things that you must know how to do. Number one, you must know how to enjoy God. When you're in church, enjoy it. Pastor, it's almost as if, when Pastor Larry was here, he don't jump, he don't somersault, he don't sink, he don't crap, he don't, your face is just like this. Smile now. Say to your neighbor, look at your neighbor. What is the problem? When you are in church, if they say lift your hands, lift it now. If they say jump, jump. If they say shout, you can't shout. Just do. Try. Do something. But enjoy God. You know, I can't understand people who really... Because I believe that if you are in church, be in church. If not, you're wasting your time. If you want to serve Satan, serve him with your full chest. No apologies. But if you're going to serve Jesus, serve him with everything. So when people even come and start saying things like, oh, don't pay tithe, don't do this, I laugh because the truth of the matter is that you can only tell someone who has not encountered Jesus. They're the ones they can tell some certain things. Until they go to church too much, this is your Jesus of 18, it's too much. It's not enough. I'm not shouting loud enough. I am not carrying Jesus on my head enough. Jesus went to... If you understand what Jesus did for you, you will be making more noise than you are. You will learn to enjoy him. A whole God left this godliness in heaven and came down to become a human being. Think him. If you be God, you go won't be human being. He left all of that and came down and now cramped himself into a woman's body. Do you know what it means to contain your godliness and to be inside, I mean, not godliness, godness, and to be inside this woman for 9 months? He could have come out at any time because he's God. And then he came out. They now say, she will say, sit down here. Say, let me change your bumpers. God. No, now they think I'm now. God. And then she will tell him, kneel down there. No, think I'm. Then he went through all of that. Then when it was time for him to be crucified, they were slapping him. If not me. I'm just thinking, I've talked about him many times. And these are the reasons why I love him so much. If not me. Let's just say all of you are going to hell. Hey. Just curse me first. I will even die that kind of death. I would die a very dignified death. We first hold press conference. That's so today we're going to die. Because my blood needs to be shed. All your blood ain't nothing. So my blood is the blood that is needed for all of you to survive. So, Guardian, do you have any questions? Vanguard? The Sun? Okay. Punch? You want to throw a punch? Okay. So, I'd really rather not be exposed and flogged. Can we get a couple of soldiers to carry the cross? I'm going to die on this anyway. Now that kind. And if I reach there, when I say fem, I go come down. So when you think about all the things he had to go through for you, and the funny thing is, if it was only you that needed that death, he would have done it for only you. And then you come to church, you'll be squeezing face, you'll be praise the Lord, you can't praise. Clap, you can't clap. Jump, you can't jump. Oh yeah, sit down, you can't sit. Nothing. And you'll be complaining, oh, see how they're wasting our time. Did they force you to come to church? Enjoy God. Second thing, enjoy life. That's what Jesus was saying to Martha. Enjoy your life. Come outside, smoke, kitchen day hot. Come outside. Come outside, stand in front of the AC, gist with me. Rest. Relax. Just breathe. I said it in first service. Women, be resting. Do you understand? This afternoon, when you get home, order one big fish. Very big one with plenty of pepper. Chips on the side, coleslaw. Order like, you know that bottle of wine where they keep saying, uncle will go come on. Bring it out. Bring it out. Bring it out. Then relax. Collect the remote. Men, today is woman to woman. So release the remote for today. When you get home, hold the remote like this. Cross your leg. Netflix and chill with yourself. If your husband comes, say once again, say, uncle, stand up. Today, now, woman to woman. Tomorrow, we continue. Stand up. Let me rest today. Enjoy yourself. See, all those clothes that you are buying, small size, that you lose weight, don't buy. Buy your size. Do you understand? Enjoy your life. Relax. Play. Hang out with the ladies. You know, every time, my husband and I are going out. And you know that when you go out with your husband, it's work. When you reach there, what will you put it? I don't know. He will look at you. You will say, okay, I think my husband will choose this one. He will bring it. He will say, this way is nice. He will say, hey, honey, okay, do you want my own? My own is different. You'll be serving. Wait, what happened? Wait, what happened? Do you want to die? Sometimes do for yourself. The money you are working for, it's not only children's clothes they used to buy. Buy something for yourself. Enjoy your life. That's what Jesus was saying to her. You are in the kitchen, turning. I mean, what is it? Say this thing, You are stressing yourself for nothing. Say enjoy, relax. The money you are saving, Jesus, come now. It's over. I'm not saying you shouldn't save. Oh, I'm the queen of saving. Oh, as my husband will say, if Nigeria no get money, I get. I save. I'm always saving. But you see, there must be times too where you must spend your money. Enjoy yourself. Live your life. Breathe. Do you know that a lot of women don't know they are not breathing? You don't know. A lot of women don't know they are not. You are holding your breath all the time. All the time. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe. It's okay. And don't feel guilty about enjoying yourself. Enjoy your life. Travel. The next thing is you must learn to enjoy people. That's what Jesus was saying. I'm here, you are in the kitchen. The person you're even cooking for is here. You're not expending time with me. Enjoy people. Enjoy the people that God sends into your life. Serve them, love them, help them. Me, I like to celebrate people, though. Hey, people are everything. You know, the way people chase money, is the way I chase people. If you enter my space, you are finished, though. I may not have too many friends, but the ones I have. And the mistake you can make in your life is to come and try and spoil a friendship that I already have. Because they know plenty and they hold them. So I know what I'm saying. God told me in 2019, he said, money is the least resource that I have. He said, the thing that you think money can do for you, people will do it over and over and over again. If I tell you testimonies of what people have done for me, you will chase. The way you go to work every day is the way you'll be looking for people to bless them. Be comfortable around people. It's not everybody that is out to get you. Every time you're just squeezing your face, somebody that's not even, we see life as we are. If you think everybody's against you, then you are the problem because you are the common denominator. You need to tell yourself the truth. You are the problem. So Jesus said, I need you to enjoy me. Don't just run around and be working, but enjoy the people in your life. She was busy complaining about her sister. She could have been learning from her sister. Judas was busy complaining about the woman that he could have been learning something from her. He was judging her instead of learning from her. Look around you. There's nobody that can't learn from her. I ask questions. I don't know it. And if you laugh at me today, it's only once I will not know it. Now that you've laughed at me, shall teach me. After you teach me, tomorrow I will know it. So that's how it works. People, enjoy people. God sends people into your life for a reason. Don't just be suspicious of everybody. What does someone want? What does someone want? Maybe they just want to be a blessing to you. Is that too much to ask? So many people, especially women find it so difficult to be loved by anybody else but man. See, there's a story in the Bible that I love so much. You know the story of the man that was paralyzed, and his friends, he had four friends, and his four friends carried him and said, no, this guy, you can't be paralyzed. We are going to make sure you get healed. The four of them carried him to where Jesus was doing meeting. They got there. They said there's healing service. As they got there, protocol, just stood like this. Where are you going? They join hand. Where are you going? Where are you going? They say, we want to. This. Jesus is busy. You can't pass. The guy is saying, people have tried for me. You are my friends. They say, try waiting. We die here. This Jesus, you don't see him finish. They climbed up. They did not ask the person that has how so. They did not ask any question. They climbed up. One say, don't worry. I think I see an axe. Another one say, no, I see a cutlass. That's what they cut person roof. Do you understand? They cut somebody's roof. And then they were so strategic that they even had to check where Jesus was standing. You must see the detail. They had to ask them, so where is Jesus standing? Somebody, one of them, one may have been an architect, they've planned themselves. Then they cut it. And then they dropped him right in front of Jesus. Now my question, and I, you know, I really love the four, and I've taught many sermons on it. Who is holding your mats? Who are your four? You know, I've read those sermons. But my question is, what did that one guy do for those people that they say you no go die? Even if you say you will die, we will not let you die. Let me tell you, there are people that are holding you. Hey, when you know that you have really entered into real relationships, there are people that will say you will not die even when you say I'm tired. Maybe this guy, before he became paralyzed, was paying somebody school fees. Maybe he was the one that they used to go for counsel when they have problem. Maybe he's the one that used to promote their business. They said this guy will not die. My question is, are you that kind of friend? Lord, send me help of destiny. Whose destiny are you to help in? Because we're always looking for how to collect. Who are you giving to? The people around you, let them shine. Oh, if you are near me and you have talent, your own is finished. Oh. That's why I go press you till you shine. The people in my space, they know. You can't have a gift around me and I will not press it. And it's not because I'm a pastor. I've always been like that. Because people are valuable. These are the same people that will turn around tomorrow and help you. These are the same people that will turn around tomorrow and bless you. You never know when you will need them. Let me give you one small testimony. I wasn't planning to share, but I'll share it. So as I was coming for this meeting, I go share them. Bless you, no sir, I go share. I don't share and finish. So as I was coming for this meeting, I had planned the next couple of meetings so that I would not be like, I would say I wear black. Not that I'm mourning, but I just felt I'm not really in the mood. But I didn't want to wear all black and look like I'm miserable. After all, you guys are celebrating. I'm the one who's mourning. So I said I wanted colored hair. And so there's this lady who always gives me hair. And that's what I'm talking about, relationships. So I called her and said, I did go Port Harcourt and I want colored hair. I don't have colored hair. She now said, Pastor, I don't have colored hair now. But would you take this one? She sent me another one. I took it. I said, no problem. But I knew what I wanted. So I came into Port Harcourt. And then she's very dear to me. Her sister lives in Port Harcourt. And in fact, that one is the one people think is my sister. So I went to visit her yesterday. And so she came, she asked me, Pastor, you don't wear colored hair. I said, I do. Then I continued gisting. I wasn't really paying attention. She just came out. She said, the only space I should give you this. I say, you say? Because it didn't really cheap. Do you understand? I say, you say? She said, no, the only space I should give you. That was just debating. I've never seen you. I always see you with curly big hair. I say, exact color, why they fine? Exact length. Exact everything to the last detail. If not for people, I would have come into this place yesterday and I would just be looking for, running around. First of all, I may not even have the money to buy it. I mean, what I'm trying to explain to you is that people will change your life. There are things that money cannot buy. Money cannot buy loyalty. Money cannot buy peace of mind. there's nowhere right now. This one they're calling tribe, I personally, I don't know them. These people that say them my tribe, I don't know them. If I see them for road that go past, I don't know them. I've never met them. I even have a leader here, somebody that's in charge of the tribe. I think I met her once. And that was that she came, the last time I came, she came to my hotel. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not money you need, these people. It's not money. I went to the UK this last, we had a conference there. As I was there, because there was no time, I didn't really have time to shop for my children. I was like, I need to shop, I need to buy these things. The day before I came back, somebody came. I said, Pastor M, I bought clothes for your children. I packed it. Another person said, you will be busy. Let me take your children. She took her children out for the entire day. They came back all asleep. In the London, where they, can you pay for childcare in London? Can you pay? People. It's not every time somebody in your life that they want to take something, they want to give to you. Breathe. So Jesus said to her, enjoy people. Enjoy me. Let me give you a few relationships that are crucial for balance. Number one, people that look up to you. People you look up to, people that are like your leaders, your mentors, your pastors, your fathers. If you're going to be balanced, you need somebody that can tell you you are misbehaving. Shut up and sit down. If everybody around you is celebrating, nobody can tell you the truth, you're going to be in trouble. You can never be balanced. You see, here, I'm Pastor M. This week, we had to go and get my mom, because my dad didn't die in Lagos, they traveled, so I went to go and get my mom. So I went with my sisters, and I'm the fifth out of six, so I'm the almost baby. So I got there, when we're even coming down from the plane, people say, oh, Pastor M, oh, I'm listening, please, I want to take a picture. They're taking a picture. I was feeling like celebrity, half celebrity. Snapping. I will reach out. My sister said, you know, go wash plates. I say, waiting. She said, waiting. Waiting. You know, go wash plates. This your ma. I can be Pastor M here, but at home, I miss your ma. I told her, say, shut up, sit down. You must always have somebody that can speak into your life. There must be people you look up to. And you see, this generation, I fear, because our fathers, whom we should be learning from, were criticizing them. Maybe our fathers made mistakes, but the point is to learn from them so we don't make the same mistakes. But no, we'll be there castigating them. Because you can buy data, everybody's your mate now. You will not ask people you should be calling sir, you will not ask them at Oyedepo. At, fear no even let me call Pastor Paul out. I go see put Pastor inside. Jonathan, you'll be asking them. No matter your title, you can be lawyer, president, doctor, there must be somebody that calls you by first name and says, sit down. This your behavior is not good. This thing you did is not good. I will not allow you to disgrace yourself. You will not. There must be somebody that can speak into your life. So the first relationship, people you look up to. First relationship is what? Second relationship, people who look up to you. You see, sometimes, because you don't want to disgrace yourself, your package. Yes, I said, went outside, and that's why I'm still wearing this shoe, because the shoe, they pay me. I wanted to remove it. So I removed this after service. I removed it. I said, Pastor Lawrence, say, ah, you're moving. It's not that deep. Leg, they pay me. They cannot kill me. It's not preaching they want. It's mouth, not leg. Let's do. I said, reach outside. And I saw all the ladies, they just pose like this. All of them do their shoe, shine shoe, different shoe, do like. I said, Pastor Lawrence, wait, I'm going to wear my shoe. Not because I don't want to remove the shoe, but people are looking up to you. That's how it is. For every Paul, there must be a Timothy. There must be a Timothy. For every Naomi, there must be a Ruth. There must be somebody you are pointing to their life. It keeps you sane. If you know the people that are looking up to you, you know, I was telling Pastor one day, I say, even I this, I won't divorce you now. It will not be about me again. It will be about the body of Christ. Because whether you like it or not, people consider us goals. Even though I don't know why. But people consider us goals. I pity you now. Don't look at me. Let's put our faith in Jesus. So there are some things that, because you have people who are looking up to you, your mentees, there must be someone you're pointing to. Knowledge, you can't be packing knowledge. And you see that sometimes is the problem with the church. We can write notes, but we don't put it in our life. We take notes, but we don't pour it out to anybody. We don't teach anybody. So we have houses full of journals, but no impact in people's lives. So we're in church, blinding each other as the light of the church instead of the light of the world. So number one is people who you look up to. Number two is people who look up to you. Number three, people who you look out for. Your children. Women, I need to talk to you. The next generation is relying on you. This is not to say that parenting is a woman's job. It is not. But there must be times where the man will say, take him to his mother, like we talked about in first service. You must say it is well and it will be well. And you will do the journey. The man was at home. He was at home. He did not know how that boy came back to life. It is you that must say, this child will not die. This child will not fail. And this world can call your children anything. It is what you agree. I shared the testimony of my daughter, my second daughter, Davida. They told me that child had a learning disability. I went to my, say, learning what? Begin where I find 8 years. Now you want learning what? You cannot learn disability. You can't. It's not possible. You cannot. You are not among. It's not your type. When they're saying people have learning disability, you are not there. So I started speaking over her. I say you are taught of the Lord. Great will be your peace. If Jesus is your teacher, you know no book. What are you talking about? I say you have the mind of Christ. If Jesus writes exam, will he fail? David, you have the mind of Christ. I say you have the mind of Christ. I start speaking over how? I say you are the head and not the tail. You will excel in this world. In fact, when others are walking, you'll be running. When others are running, you'll be flying. When they are flying, you'll be soaring. I say you will not be ordinary. It is impossible. I refuse for you. I was doing all these things. My daughter is the kind of child now. She's in year 5 now. This is the child that when we go to school, if I not collect, now me they collect our child because nah business. If I not collect award, best in English, oh, you didn't get it. I'm not the one that did the work. So I'm the one that collects the award now. They will say best in English, David Akonko. Best in math, David Akonko. Best in history, David Akonko. Best, that is the child that they say had learning disability. If I had agreed, if I did not say it is well, this child is not, she's a genius, literally. Her mind is photographic. If David writes something for you, yeah, you go fear. Say an adult right now. The kind of questions, this is the person they said had a learning disability. I carry and go put for two school. Listen, you better be careful. Be careful where you put your children. The school is raining. Raining school, though. Now I carry my pikin go. I carry my money, won't destroy my pikin destiny. I say, never. This child, never. I took out. Because as I was speaking at home, they were still speaking to her, you have a learning disability. As you are saying it, they'll be negating it. You better carry your child. Carry your child. Put your child like the Shunammite woman. Put your child on the prophet's bed. And then ride the horse and go and look for the solution. And she told her, she said, don't stop. Don't slow down until I tell you. And she got there. She said, this child, I know as you now, you give me. Now they say the child is dead. You better follow me and go and do something about it. Women, this generation is in your hands. It's in your hands. These children, we must be mothers indeed. And it's scary because now you can't even correct somebody. When I was growing up, it took a village. Before you even get home, your auntie don't beat you where now. They go rush you for road. But now, you don't talk to my child. Don't talk to my, don't. It's English, I've told it before. English is our problem. If we all speak Igbo or Yoruba or whatever we're supposed to speak, we will not have this challenge. The child will tell you, don't be silly. They should say it in my language. So people who you look out for, they can be your biological children, they can also be your spiritual children. Sometimes just find a girl in church, a young girl in church, and be a blessing to her. Help her. Guide her. You know, sometimes people that you're complaining about, God send them to you to correct. They say, this girl no get behavior. He no get behavior. See, I see they talk. You will get behavior. Help and get now. Every time. You go home. Your husband's ear is deaf from. That girl, she's very rude. See the way she came. She greeted only you. She greeted only him. Because your face, self, is showing her that you don't like her. And in your mind, you think it's not showing, but it's showing. She can see it. She'll come, good afternoon, my dear. Afternoon. Afternoon, meaning good or bad. Which one? So people who you look out for, then people who look out for you, your friends, your armor bearers, they must be your four. They must be people who say, it is my job in this life. Oh, I have some certain people like that in my life. And I can tell you there are days they've made me cry in prayer, just saying, God, thank you. Because what did I do for these people that I didn't do for others? But they are the ones that came back. They are the ones that say, you're not going to die. This is the way they do for our life. You cannot die. I still remember in 2018, when I had a breakdown, I was burnt out. I'd been carrying so much. One girl in church said to me, say, Pastor M, I know get mama, you know if he die. So if you know this work is doing this to you, we would rather have you as mother. Let's get pastors. Let's do. They restructured the entire church. For 2 years, I didn't do anything in church. I'll just come and be sitting down like pastor's girlfriend. They ran. They did everything just so that you will not die. So who are you for? There must be those people. Those people who say, we'll look out for you, will not die. They are the ones that hold your ladder when you're climbing. They're the ones that hold your ladder or your journey to destiny. The fifth set of people who work with you. There must be those people that you can work hand in hand to get the victory, to get the miracle, to reach your destiny. Those people, they are your colleagues. They may not even be your friends, funny enough. But you see, those relationships are just as crucial because they always have information. Just think about it in your office. There are some people that they always know what's happening. They're not your friends, though. But they are the ones that tell you the staff meeting. They are the ones that tell you that they are promoting. They are the ones that tell you that there's a job opening. There are people who work with you. They may not be your friends, but that doesn't mean you can't treat them well. These days, it's either we are dating or we are quarreling. You can have friends that you're not quarreling with. You can have friends that you're not. They must be some, they can be something that you can benefit from each other. The last people are the people who work against you, your enemies. I used to be naive enough to think that just because you are good doesn't mean that people will not like you. Because you are not doing anybody anything, they can't do me bad. Now your type self that they like to hate. What's wrong with her? Why would she not do somebody bad? What's wrong with her? Why is it only her good things happening for? And you, Mumu, in that your kind, good things happening for you, and because you're getting it free, you are generous. They say, what's wrong with her? So I'm the one that they'll be giving things. All those things shocked me. Oh, I did not know human beings were like that. But you see, when human beings begin to hume, it's a terrible thing. Human beings can be wicked. And you see, when they do you, in fact, they did me 1 year, like I cried, cried. I think I've even just never seen that story. I cried after crying. And I said, God. God said, why are you crying? I said, people are wicked. He said, why are you telling me as if it's revelation? He said, am I not the one that said the heart of man is desperately wicked? He said, why are you doing as if you're the one that wrote it? I wrote it many years ago. I wanted to wipe them out. He said, now wait till me, they see yourself, they see. So go and jido bigia car and stand well. Please, can I have 5 women? 5 women, I'll close with this. 5 women. 5 volunteers. God will handpick you people for the thing that I want to do. 5, just 5. Come. You that you want to sit down. There are 5 now already. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5 already. Hey, and you are fine. Would you just come up? Let them just see you. How lovely you look. Please, let's just, if, just for how she, beautiful she looks, celebrate. That women don't go clap. Mom, now. You think it's easy? See now. See shoes, see dress, see hair. Eh? See red lipstick. Are you people joking with me? And you say she will not climb. You just climb there. You'll be innocent bystander. Just stand there, be looking. There are 5 people here. So number 1, she's a gossip. Sorry, stand like that. Gossip. Number 2, pepper them. Fashionista, stand here. Number 3, she knows good food. She likes to eat. Stay here. You know them. Are you remembering them? Who is this? Who is this? Who is this? Foodie. I don't even know the name. Now plenty for this church will be foodie, have you? Ah, strategist. That's why I say planner. Media strategist and planner. Sound like this. PR person. Mm-hmm. And this one, because she doesn't like trouble, she's a prayer warrior. Let's stand up. You see these 5 women together? Eh? These 5 women. Let's imagine. If you read, I don't have the time, so I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to tell you the story. Zelophehad had 5 daughters. Zelophehad was a man who died in his own sin. He wasn't rebellious. He had 5 daughters. When he died, there was a law in Israel that if a man dies and he doesn't have a son, they can't inherit property. So these 5 beautiful women like this, they were supposed to go empty-handed. This one, every day she would come back and be complaining. This, I don't like this Israel. I'm going to run to Canada. I can't take it anymore. She complain, then gossip. See her here. This one, she say, I don't care whether my father gives me property or not, but me, I'm just going to be preparing you people. I'll be looking nice. Eh? She's here. And see, we eat away her sorrows because she's a foodie. The problem, no, they finish. So you enjoy yourself because you cannot come and kill yourself and die. So that's her. This one is every day she has plans on how to escape, who to marry, so that she can have plans, what to take so she can have sons, so that this will never happen in her family again. This is her. And this one is just praying because it's too much Problem is too much. Jesus, do it. Jesus, do it. Jesus, do it. On their all on their own, they couldn't have achieved anything. But the five of them came together one day. And this one said, this is my mouth that I'm using to talk. I can't use it to go and meet Moses. So. Let's go and meet Moses. The other said, we cannot talk. She said, let me be the spokesperson. I will be the one to go and meet Moses. This one said, well, if you're going to meet Moses, I think we need to dress alike. So I'm going to design our clothes. And we're all going to look nice. In fact, we're going to look so nice that they will be afraid to tell us no. Everybody's in agreement. That's a good idea. This one say, as we're planning, because we cannot, that we'll be eating now. Because we have to have meetings before then. So at the meetings, won't we eat? Because if we don't eat, we can die. And you know, brain work is food. So she knows all the best places. So she will order food. As we're meeting, we're eating. We're making progress now. It's media strategist. She now said, this issue, we need to have a hashtag on social media. Justice for girls. Girls' lives matter. She started planning. She has strategies. Then she says, you can't just go and just be talking. We have to have a speech. We have to, so they all gather together and they write. As they're writing, someone is bringing plantain chips to work. She's giving her plantain chips. And this one says, I can't do anything, no, but I can pray. And we need favor. We need favor for this thing to work. These five girls held their hands. Hold your hands. They're not stand by standard. Just be looking. Because you are the one that gave us the gist. I don't know. I need to give her work. See how she fight. I saw these five women. On her own, she may not have made a difference. On her own, she couldn't have made a difference. On her own, she may not have made a difference. On her own, she definitely would not have made a difference. Because she'll be planning, she won't move. You know, planners know they move. I'm planning to. Should I be there planning? On her own, she'll be praying and waiting for Jesus to come and do it for her. Do it. But these five women together made up their minds that together, I can bring something. You can bring something. We can work together and we can get the victory. And these five women marched to Moses. They didn't all speak at the same time because he probably wouldn't have heard them. But they were standing behind their sister. As this one was speaking, this one was praying. As this one was speaking, she was arranging her clothes. As she was speaking, she said, let's say she's not the tire. Give her water. Juice. So that throat will not. They worked together. Not only were they able to change their lives, they were able to create a policy that even till today in Israel, if a man dies without having a son, his daughters can inherit property. You know, I wonder what we can achieve as women if we all put our hands together and we say, no, we are not going to stand for the way our lives are. We're not going to stand for the way this country is. We're not going to allow our church have a need and we will not move. It's not only the wicked of woman to woman that you move. You do this all year round, Port Harcourt will not be able to contain this church. And so these women together, listen, we need each other. The world has lied to us enough. We are tired of gossiping about each other. We're tired of peppering each other. We're tired. Now, together, we must stand together as women. The thing I know, you may not know it, but if I join forces with you, we can move closer to destiny faster. So this morning, I want to challenge all the women in the room to stand up and hold a sister. If you're standing by sister, hold a sister. And we're going to do what Zelophehad's daughters did. We're going to go to our father. When they got there, God said, he said, these girls have spoken correctly. He said, give them what is rightfully theirs. Ladies, we're going to go to our father together so that we can get what is rightfully ours. You have prayed alone. Did it work? No. But we can do it together. So I want you to hold your hands this morning. Ladies, we're going to be selfish. We're going to pray for ourselves. Now, I want you to, I don't know what that thing is that you want. We're going to pray together. We're going to say, Father, give us what is rightfully ours. Give us what is rightfully ours. God himself said, these girls, they speak correctly. And we're going to declare that by reason of what we're doing here today, it will extend into generations to come. It may look like an ordinary thing, but generation after generation will thank us for what God is doing with us this morning. I want you to lift your voice. If you don't know what to pray, then use your prayer language. Makali brahando koza, lekedishta braha lekedista. Say, Lord, that which is rightfully ours. Eh, la branda kadosha. Give us our father's inheritance. You are our father. We receive our inheritance. Everything that Jesus died for, we receive it today. Eh kalika no se bregelusta, eh branaka do satalia mandegede rakatoza. We declare even the things that we are not aware of, but that are rightfully ours, Lord, we receive today in the name of Jesus. We receive health. We receive peace. We receive blessings. We receive favor. We receive money. We are blessed in every currency. We receive platforms, opportunities. Doors are open to us. It's our inheritance. It is our right. Hey, Kalunda Ibrahim Emoshata. Hey, Malusa, pray for yourself. Hey, pray for yourself. If I say pray for man now, you'll be shouting. Pray for yourself. Kali Ibrahim Emosha. Lekere Mose Brahalishta Emosha. Hey, Bayalabosa. Father, we thank you. We thank you because you are not a man that you should lie. Neither are you the son of man that you will relent. Is anything too hard for you? Lord, the things that we have stood on our own for before that have not worked, we come together with our sisters today and we come to you, Lord. We say, give us our inheritance. Give us our inheritance. Give us what is rightfully ours. Everything that Jesus paid for on that cross, we receive today in the name of Jesus. We declare no more strife in our midst. We declare no more jealousy in our midst. We declare no more competition in our midst. We declare no more gossip in our midst. We declare that together we walk closer and faster towards destiny in the name of Jesus. Because we are in this church, we declare that we'll make an impact in House on the Rock. We make an impact in Port Harcourt. We make an impact in Nigeria. From today, our impact is global. In the name of Jesus. From today, when we have opportunities, we will share with our sisters. Lord, we receive the grace to be generous. Give us a generous heart. Give us a loving heart. And when there has been pain, when there has been betrayal, Lord, teach us to trust again. Heal our hearts, oh God. Help us not to punish others for the sins that have already been committed against us in the past. Help us to heal in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Come on, celebrate God. Thank you, ladies. Celebrate God. Celebrate God. Before I go, I just wanted to... This is my own favorite book, Praying for Your Wife. Please, men, as much as we will pray for you, but we women too want praying husbands, right, ladies? Una no go support me now. So pray. If a guy is toasting you, to carry and give him. So pray for your wives. It's very important. If they have strength, if they have peace, if they are happy, your life too will be happy. Because it's when you don't deal with them with understanding that your own prayers are hindered. So please pray for your wives. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Larry. Love you, House on the Rock.